Good Tuesday. Today is January the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, U.S. Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins recently had an opportunity to visit with the U.S. Senate Ag Committee as part of the confirmation hearing process. She was asked all sorts of questions, and we'll take a look at her answers after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, U.S. Agriculture Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins told senators on Thursday that the USDA would be prepared to again provide aid to farmers if they face retaliatory tariffs as President Donald Trump implements his trade policies. Now, despite concerns about farm workers being deported, Rollins also told senators she supports Trump's border and mass deportation policies, but said she is willing to work with the Department of Labor and Congress to reform the H-2A migrant labor program. Rollins' confirmation hearing with the Senate Ag Committee was congenial and bipartisan, but senators raised concerns about the potential impacts of Trump's policies, especially around tariffs and labor. Now, some senators also pushed to ensure Rollins would support biofuel policies. In nearly every issue raised, Rollins had a positive response. At one point, Rollins said people have called her a pathological optimist. Now, a native Texan, Rollins was an advisor for Trump economic policies in his first term and gained more influence in Trump's world as the founder and CEO of the America First Policy Institute. Coming out of the hearing, it's hard to see Rollins not gaining broad bipartisan support for a quick confirmation vote before the full Senate. Senator John Bozeman, chairman of the committee, asked Rollins early on about the impact of tariffs and U.S. agriculture already facing a $45 billion agricultural trade deficit. Rollins noted Trump obviously sees tariffs as a key strategy for negotiating with other countries. I think it probably comes as no surprise to anyone sitting in this room that he believes it is a very important tool in his toolkit to continue to bring America back to the forefront of the world and to ensure that we have a thriving economy, Rollins said. Asked how farmers would be protected, Rollins said she had talked to former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who oversaw $23 billion in trade aid to farmers over 2 years, saying, "We are prepared to execute something similar." Rollins added she would also be working with the White House to ensure that we can close those holes for our farmers and ranchers moving forward under any sort of tariff execution. Rollins later reiterated to senators that Trump understands his support in rural America. At the end of the day, we all know him to be the consummate dealmaker, not only for America, but for the ag community that supported him at 90% since really the very, very beginning. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the ranking member of the committee, noted to Rollins that farmers want trade, not aid. And Senator Adam Schiff also said California farmers received less in tariff assistance in 2019 compared to farmers from other states, despite heavy tariffs imposed on specialty crops. Rollins committed to ensuring that tariff relief would be distributed more equitably. Now, talking about her first 100 days, Rollins mentioned the $10 billion economic assistance Congress passed last month for commodity farmers. Rollins said she would make a fast and furious effort to ensure we move that economic aid out. That pleased Senator John Bozeman, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, who had pressed for that economic aid, and Bozeman said farmers desperately need it so we can talk to our bankers and try to figure things out from this last year. Senator Richard Durbin asked about the deportation and raised concerns about farm labor. He said dairy farmers and orchards in his state have talked about the importance of immigrant workers. Durbin said 40% of the agricultural workers nationally are undocumented and pointed out that the America First Policy Institute championed mass deportation. Can we expect this administration to be raiding farms going after our immigrant farm workers, Durbin asked. Rollins responded that the president's vision of a secure border and mass deportations at scale is something that she supports. To counter deportations, Rollins said she would work with the Department of Labor and Congress to reform the H-2A migrant labor farm program. She also said she has not been involved in creating any deportation plans. She could not say whether farms would be targeted, and she added that Trump will keep his promise on immigration, but also that he supports farmers. Now, regarding biofuels, Senator Amy Klobuchar first noted the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which Rollins had led for 15 years, also was critical of biofuels, including ethanol, in a series of policy papers. Rollins responded that those papers were written more than a decade ago, and she was not directly involved. She added that no doubt coming from Texas, she was a massive defender of fossil fuels and the importance of fossil fuels in the energy independence and energy dominance narrative. Responding to other senators, Rollins also noted that Trump's executive order on energy also included language supporting E15. Rollins also was asked multiple times about the 45Z Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit. She said she would work with EPA Administrator nominee Lee Zeldin on biofuel volumes and Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bassett on the 45Z credit. Now, responding to Senator Roger Marshall, Rollins said, "My role, if confirmed, is to defend all of American agriculture. So I believe that you and others who hail from states where this is a driver for your farmers and your ranchers and your ag economy should feel very confident that you have a friend and defender in this current administration to make sure this all continues." Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we want to continue taking a look at that hearing that was held with USDA nominee, the future Ag Secretary Rollins, in front of the House Ag Committee. And of course, it shouldn't be a surprise the Farm Bill came up. On the Farm Bill, Senator John Hoeven said that Farm Bill needs to maintain affordable crop insurance while updating the agriculture risk coverage price loss coverage program, that's the ARC PLC programs. Rollins said she is committed to working with Congress to get a farm bill and, quote, work alongside both sides to get us where we need to be. Senator Tommy Tuberville said that row crop farmers in his state, quote, are getting really killed. He said they hate handouts. Now, Rollins said helping farmers can't always come through the government subsidies. We've got to expand the market. We've got to figure out our input costs, she said. Senate Majority Leader John Thune also asked Rollins to ensure the Trump administration can encourage Congress to pass a farm bill this year. Well, in related news, crop insurance is always a hot topic, and revenue protection crop insurance guarantees are likely to fall below most corn and soybean farmers' cost of production again this year. However, farmers can create risk management plans that come close at a relatively affordable price thanks to changes now in several programs. USDA's RMA, the Risk Management Agency, increased the subsidy rate for the Enhanced Coverage Option, or ECO, from 44% to 65%. Starting this year, which makes the plan's high level of coverage up to 95% significantly more affordable. Now, also at work is the Farm Bill's Olympic averaging, which raised benchmark prices for the Ag Risk Coverage, or the ARC program, and escalator clause for reference prices in the PLC, that price loss coverage program. For corn and soybean producers, these higher levels of support greatly increase the likelihood of payments in the 2025 crop year. Now, this is not the year to wait until March 15th for the crop insurance or April 15th for the ARC PLC decision. That, according to Steve Johnson, a consultant and retired Iowa State University crop insurance specialist, he added there are multiple interactions between subsidy levels and Farm Bill safety net programs to consider. He said that he urged farmers to start talking to their agents now and lock in choices as soon as they are made. The ARC and PLC programs haven't been much of a factor in recent years because of high commodity prices, but they're more relevant this year because the benchmark and reference prices are moving higher and commodity prices are low. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.